Well, so much then for the historical origins of the festival that we're celebrating today. It's time now that we started looking just a little more deeply, for a short period at least, into its meaning. It's time we started asking ourselves, what's the Sangha? Order, spiritual community, really is. And especially we have to ask ourselves in this connection, in what way the spiritual community differs from the group. Now this evening I'm not going to wind bit by bit into the subject. I'm going to plunge straight into it, into the heart of it. And I'm going to plunge into it with two aphorisms. Because even if you happen to forget the rest of the lecture, these two aphorisms will perhaps stick. Firstly, a spiritual community consists of individuals. Two, a group does not consist of individuals. These are the two aphorisms. And of course, the very important question at once arises, and that is, what is an individual? What is an individual? I'm going to answer this question, or try to answer this question, first of all in more traditional terms, in terms of traditional Buddhist thought and teaching, and then, briefly, in more contemporary terms. Now, those of you who come along regularly, especially those who come along to meditation classes and to retreats, know that we recite, that we chant something called the Tiratana Vandana, which means the salutation to the three jewels, the salutation to the three ideals, Buddha, Dharma, Sangha. So we're concerned just at the moment with the third of these three salutations, the Sangha Vandana, the salutation to the Sangha, the salutation to the order or the spiritual community. And in the course of this salutation, we describe the Sangha or spiritual community of those who are disciples of the Buddha as being possessed of certain characteristics. We say supatipanno bhagavato sāvaka sangho, ujjupatipanno bhagavato sāvaka sangho, and so on. We say, in translation, that the spiritual community of the Buddha's disciples proceed happily. They proceed straightforwardly. They proceed harmoniously. And they proceed in a disciplined manner. And we further say in the course of our recitation that this Sangha, this spiritual community, consists of four pairs of persons, making altogether eight persons. And these persons are technically known in Buddhism, these four pairs, these eight persons, are technically known as Aryas. Arya is usually rendered noble, superior. But we can best render it, perhaps, as individual. In fact, this is how the salutation describes the members of the Sangha. As purisapukkala, as people who are individuals. And the four pairs that make up the spiritual community, the Sangha, are, first of all, the stream entrant, of whom there are two kinds, the once returner, of whom there are two kinds, the non-returner, of whom there are also two kinds, and the arahant, or the worthy one, the one who has reached the goal, of whom also there are two kinds. And these four pairs of individuals represent the four main stages of spiritual progress, of higher evolution. the four main stages in the development of what we may describe as true individuality, starting from the first major breakthrough right up to the attainment of enlightenment or Buddhahood itself. Now, I'm not going into all these details today. I've described them more than once elsewhere. Tonight, we're concerned with just one point. We're concerned with the point that one enters upon each of these stages, the stage of the stream entrant, the stage of the once returner, and so on. One enters upon each of these stages by virtue of the fact that one has broken certain spiritual fetters. And altogether, there are 10 spiritual fetters. Fetters which bind us down to conditioned existence. Fetters due to which we are unenlightened rather than enlightened. Fetters which bind us, we may say, in the cave of ignorance. And out of these 10 fetters, the stream entrant breaks fetters 1, 2, and 3. That makes him a stream entrant. The once returner weakens fetters 4 and 5. The non-returner breaks fetters 4 and 5. And the arahant, in a tremendous burst of energy as it were, he breaks the 5 remaining fetters and gains full enlightenment. In other words, the Arya, the lowest member of the spiritual community, the humblest member if you like, the Arya is an individual who has broken at least 3 fetters. That's the absolute minimum. In other words, unless you've broken at least 3 fetters out of the 10, you cannot be an Arya, you cannot be an individual. You cannot be a member of the Sangha, the spiritual community, in the highest sense. So let us see what these 3 fetters are, and they will give us a minimum criterion for determining whether or not anyone is an individual.